Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Badruddin Haqqani, an operational commander of the al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, has been added to the list of specially designated global terrorists. The designation allows the United States to freeze his assets, prevent him from using financial institutions, and prosecute him for terrorist activities. This designation represents just one phase of the U.S. government's response to the threat posed by terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Badruddin Haqqani is one of the several Haqqani family members who have been designated by the United States as global terrorists. He is brother of Nasiruddin Haqqani and of Sirajuddin Haqqani, the network's overall commander. His uncle, Khalil El-Rahman Haqqani, is a key fundraiser, financier, and operational commander for the Haqqani network, who has been crucial in aiding and supporting al-Qaeda's military, the Lashkar-e-Zil, or Shadow Army. Badruddin Haqqani sits on the Shura, or Assembly, of Miram Shah, which has command and control over all Haqqani network activities and carries out attacks in southeastern Afghanistan. He is also believed to be in charge of kidnappings for the Haqqani network. The Haqqani network operates from North Waziristan, a tribal area in Pakistan, and conducts attacks on ISAF troops in Afghanistan. It controls large swaths of tribal area and runs a parallel administration with courts, recruiting centers, tax offices, and security forces. It has established numerous training camps and safe houses used by al-Qaeda leaders and operatives, as well as by Taliban foot soldiers preparing to fight in Afghanistan. The Haqqani network has been in the forefront of insurgent activities in Afghanistan, responsible for many high-profile attacks and kidnappings. It has been implicated in some of the biggest terror attacks in the Afghan capital city of Kabul, including the January 2008 suicide assault on the Serena Hotel, the February 2009 assault on Afghan ministries, and the July 2008 and October 2009 suicide attacks against the Indian embassy. By designating this wanted terrorist, the United States is acting on its commitment to help deny financial support to terrorist groups and work with its international partners to apply the rule of law to terrorists.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.